Hello, and welcome to another episode of Creepy Stories, told by yours truly, Baines. Now, before we get started, I'd just like to take a moment and give a sponsor and shout out to my friends at Bang Energy. Right now, you can get all the best prices and flavors only at their website at bangenergy.com. Now, I'm going to start you off with a short but kind of scary story. This one's called Doppelganger. Late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times, but for the past 4 days, every time I go to leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye. It is like the other me is watching me leave the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I almost run out without even looking directly at the mirror. I never told my husband about it because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the chair next to it watching TV. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door from the corner of his eye. He thought it was weird that I got up like that because I'm in the last months of my pregnancy and I can't really move so good without it hurting. So he tried talking to me. When I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in bed. I got really creeped out. And I finally told him about what I have been seeing in the bathroom. He thought it was creepy as well, but didn't want to really talk about it anymore, because he thinks it will give whatever it is power or energy. I have no idea what it wants or why we both saw it. Haunted hotels. When I was 15, I traveled to Europe with my family. We stayed in Ettal, Germany, in a small inn for a few nights. My parents had a double bed on the second floor, my sisters had the double bedroom next to theirs, and I was lucky enough to have a single room all to myself at the far end of the hall. When we went to check in to our rooms, as soon as I entered the hallway our rooms were in, I remember almost feeling as though I walked into a wall of bad energy. I just felt so unnerved and uneasy in that hallway, but I passed it off as an overreactive imagination. I slept the first night without any issues other than waking up a few times. The next morning, at breakfast, one of my sisters mentioned feeling really uncomfortable in the hallway, almost as if the air was crushing. It unnerved me even more than that. I wasn't the only one who felt weirded out. Plus, she was an adult at the time, so it further cemented in my head that that wing of the hotel was odd. Later that night, I'm sleeping peacefully, when at about 2 a.m., I'm woken by something ripping the covers off of me and being jerked about 2 feet towards the end of the bed by my ankle. At first, I thought, someone broken into my room, because when I turned towards what had grabbed me, a huge, looming, black shape was visible in the darkness, like a man was in my room. I frantically flipped the light on, only to have them been nothing there. The window was locked from the inside. There was no one in the closet or the bathroom, and my room was also still locked from the inside. I stayed up the rest of the night scared, playing Cooking Mama on my DS. The next morning, we're at breakfast, and my sister mentions that she was up half the night because she thought she saw a person silhouetted against the wall of the room. But when she turned on the light, there was no one there. It was just a bizarre and creepy experience, nonetheless. We checked out that day, so I didn't get to experience anything after that. But it still freaks me out to this day. The rocking horse. When I was maybe 10 or 11, maybe 12, I had trouble falling asleep. My bedroom was the entire top floor of our house, with my bed and such being on the left side, and storage closets and a play area on the right. I was laying in bed when I heard a noise from the other side of the room, and saw a rocking horse begin to rock. It was sitting just outside one of the storage closet doors, but it proceeded to rock its way halfway across the room, and stopped dead under the ceiling light. At this point, I was freaking out, and just buried my head under my blankets, and never peeked out again until morning. When I woke up, the rocking horse was still in the middle of my room. Furthermore, I got a stern reprimand from my parents for being up out of bed, playing with my toys well past my bedtime. Their bedroom was directly below the storage closet / play area, and had heard creaking and shuffling across the room. This one's called Shh. When I was a teenager, I used to babysit my cousin Alyssa. She was little, maybe almost 2, maybe a little bit older, old enough to say sentences. I'm giving her a bath before bed, when she looks out into the hallway, and gets a terrified look on her face, and starts to cry. At this moment, my aunt's Pomeranian starts going nuts as well, barking and growling into the hallway. The atmosphere in the room became uncomfortable, and I started getting scared. I took her downstairs from the 3rd floor in the townhouse to try and calm her down. I asked her what was wrong, and she said something along the lines of, "The man with the black eyes was there." When I continued to pry, she looked up at the 2nd floor stairs, her eyes getting big, and looks at me, bringing her finger up to her mouth, and said, "Shh," while shaking her head, "No." The Trickster. I lived in this house with a basement, and every time I walked up the stairs, I would get this weird, creepy goosebump feeling on the back of my neck. It didn't make me uneasy to go down the stairs or to be in the basement. My craft room was down there, and I spent a lot of time there. After a while, I would have, find items had gone missing, or they would disappear when I'd look away from them. I would search and search, and one day, I got frustrated, and to no one in particular, I said, "Arr! Can I please have my scissors back?" I had just looked under the pile of new mail, and when I turned my head, there were my scissors on top of the pile of mail. I talked to my neighbor, and she told me that the original owner of the house was a jolly old man who loved to prank people, and that he had fallen coming up the stairs one day and died. I think the goosebumps were him trying to tell me to be careful, and every time after that, when something would disappear, I would politely ask for it back, and it would appear in one place that I had left it. And that, I could not have missed it before. Thanks, old man. It was fun. Unwanted tenants. My daughter was about 4 years old when we lived in our last home. I was a single mom at the time, so it was just she and I alone in the home. I always got an uncomfortable feeling in her room, particularly the closet area, but never thought much of it. Until one evening, I had put her to bed, and as I was doing chores, I walked by her room and heard her whispering. I listened for a bit, thinking she was talking to herself, but it was definitely a two-way conversation with her saying, "Uh-huh, okay," stuff like that. I walked in and asked her who she was talking to. She smiled uncomfortably and said, "No one." I took her out into the hall, and she wouldn't say anything, but I could tell she was afraid. Finally, we went outside of the house. She says there was a man in her room who didn't want us in the house, and he had told her this and to tell her mom to leave. I moved out as soon as I could a month later. She has not since ever had an episode like this. Family reunion. One day when my daughter was 2, We were having a typical, terrible twos moment. She was throwing a bit of a tantrum for about 5 to 10 minutes, and we couldn't get her under control. At some point, she rather suddenly stopped and started staring at the wall. She then started lightly giggling. It was weird. One second, she's crying and screaming it, and next, she's smiling and happy. Then she starts saying, "Funny lady," over and over again. We asked her who she saw, and she pointed to the wall and again said, "The funny lady." When we asked her to describe who she saw, she described my deceased grandmother. I mean, exactly described her. She had never met her, and I don't think I had ever, ever even seen a picture. Not that a 2-year-old could remember a picture. I am not much of a believer in the paranormal. But I know for sure that my daughter got a chance to meet my mom, and that makes me happy. When I told this story to my parents, they didn't seem as shocked as I was. When I cried to get a response from them, they looked at me and said, "I guess you don't remember that you met your deceased grandfather when you were 3. The same exact thing happened to you 30 years ago." The Guardian. I had been on the phone with my then boyfriend, and he had said something that made me think he was a, you know, chauvinistic, not nice person. And I remember telling him that if he knew anything about me, he knew exactly where I was going to go. And I hung up the phone and got in my car. I drove to the park. The sun was kind of down below the tree line, but it wasn't dark yet. And I pulled into the parking lot. I thought it was weird that there were two cars pulled side by side and talking to each other. When I got out, the guy in the truck just stared at me in a horrible way. You know, when someone just looks at you like they're looking through you as if you don't exist. I thought, well, this is weird. It's late and no one's even here. And then I thought, you know, whatever. They're leaving. I don't care. I have my own problems. I only took my keys with me because I didn't want a big purse banging around. I headed across a field, which you have to cross anyways through to get to the woods, because there's no trail. I was taking my time and calming down. And then I realized it got really quiet. I didn't hear the birds and the squirrels anymore. I just heard something big moving through the woods. I thought to myself, maybe it's a dog. And then I heard the voices. The first voice is a male's voice, and he said, "I know I saw her go in this way. She couldn't have gotten that far." Then the second voice comes, and it's quieter, and it says, "Shh, he'll hear you." Okay, so there are 2 men in the woods, and they're looking for something, obviously. And I kept thinking it must be their dog. They must have lost their dog, and then I thought they wouldn't try to sneak up on it. I said they're frozen, because that's the kind of person I am. I could hear them getting closer to me, and I don't know how long I stood there waiting for them to get to me, but I was completely frozen. And then I heard the other voice. It was distorted, like if you heard someone talking through a closed door or talking underwater. You could understand what they were saying, but the voice wasn't right. It wasn't in my head, because it had a volume and a pitch that change my thoughts definitely don't do. I could almost feel where it was coming from. It was behind me, and a little bit above, like it was taller than me. It just said, "Go to the river now." I don't know if I was more scared of the fact that there was some disembodied voice or a person talking to me, or the fact that there are 2 men in the woods looking for me. I listened to the voice because I didn't really have any other options. I took off towards the river. I made a ton of noise because I was just going as fast as I could, and the voice came back and said, "No, quietly." I got to the river and jumped down the embankment. I squished myself against it, squeezing down into the smallest, tightest ball I could. The voice kept telling me to stay, and I just sat there, hoping whoever was in the moods was going to leave and that I wasn't having some kind of breakdown. And I kept hearing them moving through the woods. I could tell they had split off. As I sat there, the voice just kept telling me to stay there and be quiet, over and over again, like it was trying to comfort me. I could hear what sounded like someone was right above me, and if I leaned out, they could see me, but I had to look. I just tilted my head up a tiny bit, and I could see the tips of these construction boots hanging over the edge. And I could see hanging next to them this dirty old rope, just swinging next to them, swinging. I don't think I even thought anything. I was so scared. I just tried to breathe, you know? It felt like hours, but I know it couldn't have been that long. The voice even went completely silent. There was nothing but me hearing this man breathing. He started to walk away at some point, and the voice kept telling me to wait, so I waited. And finally the voice said, "Go now to the field, go now." It was screaming at me so loud, so I ran through the woods and just got out to the field, far, far from the cars and street. It was getting dark, and I could see the parking lot, but it was so far away. I'm running, and I start hearing footsteps running, and first they're farther away, but they're so much faster than I am, barreling after me, and there was nothing I fully expected to see. At least one of the men there, but it was silent. The only thing I'd hear or think was that the footsteps must have belonged to that voice. And I hear it again, screaming at the top of its lungs that I need to run right now. And the footage comes back, and they're in pace with me. And the footsteps come back, and they're in pace with me, running, next to me, through the field. I had 1,000 crazy thoughts because none of this made any sense. Finally, I get to my car, and I see both the cars were parked in different places with nobody in them. I refuse to look behind me. If there hadn't been a voice, I probably would be a missing persons case. It got me out of there for sure. And now, a few ghost stories directly from another source. Purgatory Road. During August of 2018, my friends and I took a road trip from New York City to Rhode Island. None of us had been to Rhode Island before, so we were excited about the drive, especially because we had rented a Mustang convertible for it. We left a little later than expected. It was about 10:30 p.m., and since it was a busy Friday night, we decided to punch our destination into the Waze traffic app to bear the traffic. Eventually, we started losing steam, so my friend in the back seat kept falling asleep, and I just kept driving along quietly. Well, my friend in the passenger seat told me to exit the freeway to take a side road. At first, driving on the unlit, winding back roads was relaxing, but then the wind picked up, and it got increasingly foggy and misty. I wasn't scared, per se, just a little bit on edge. I thought about pulling over to put the top up, but decided against it since there were no cars in sight. Heavy rain was projected for the entire month, so I wanted to get the most out of the convertible. So I kept going along as normal. If not a little too fast to get back to the main roads as quickly as possible when something just shifted. I don't know how to explain it other than an unsettling, exposed feeling I remember pulling my sweater over my legs to cover up. My friend up front told me to look at the street signs in the distance. It read, "Purgatory." We woke up our friend in the back seat, who sort of scoffed. Seconds later, we went around a bend where a large red cross was installed on the side of the road with nothing else in sight. We just shrugged it off as a creepy coincidence. But then we were kind of joking about it and indulging in the spookiness. But around the next bend, a big truck came hurtling down the one-lane road, aimed straight at us. Luckily, my impulse was to swerve a little to the side, otherwise it probably would have resulted in a head-on collision. My friend tried to get his license plate number, but he sped off. While my other friend found the quickest route away from this particular road, we didn't really discuss what happened afterward because we were too creeped out. And we haven't talked about it since. While writing this story, I decided to look it up. I spent an hour trying to, retrace our route and found the little road that we were on before. It was indeed named Purgatory, and though we didn't notice it at the time, Google Maps revealed that Purgatory Road was situated next to an old graveyard. Curious about this road, I researched it further and discovered that two teen girls had died there in August of 2011 in an accident on their way to visit the grave of Rhode Island's infamous vampire, Mercy Brown, who died in 1892. Apparently, they decided to go for a drive down this dark, windy road because they thought it looked haunted. A watery grave. I didn't grow up believing in ghosts. Then one morning when we were 16, my friend's mom picked us up for carpool. I mentioned that I was really creeped out by his bathroom, or by the bathroom under the stairs in my house, and no one ever used it. I couldn't exactly define why I felt this way. I just found it eerie. The house I grew up in was an old Victorian house built in the 1800s, so eerie vibes were part of the package. Hearing this reminded me of my friend of her own creepy bathroom association. She told me that when she lived at the German countryside for a year, there was a little section in the home that no one but her middle sister used, who was about 9 years old at the time. During this time period, her sister would wake up with bloodshot eyes, sometimes even bruises, and feel totally exhausted. They did everything to investigate what was going on, including sleeping in her room, working with a child psychologist, and a school counselor. My friend doesn't remember much from this time period, other than her sister being disturbed by something the year they lived there. She mentioned that she and her other sister, the oldest, also hated using that bathroom, because they would always feel off and find thick black hairs stuck in the drain, even though each of them had fine blonde hair. At this point in the story, my friend's mom abruptly stopped the car and jerked her head around and said, "That's where the woman killed herself who once lived there. She drowned herself in that bathtub." Her mom was clearly shaken. She said part of the reason they moved was because something felt off in the house. Thank you for coming to my podcast. I hope that you enjoyed the stories. I'd like you all to have a wonderful rest of your day or night, depending where you're at in the world. And I will see you later.